What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. Apparently, the mayor of Washington, D.C. has ordered a 6 p.m. curfew, which is only 2 hours from now. An hour from now. They're not going to be able to get that many people out of the city by then, so I think it's more for symbolic value. We're still hoping that John Stadmiller is going to be able to call on into our program. But meanwhile, let's go back to the phones to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
I would have attended the rally in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But I was Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I would have attended the rally in Washington, but I was unable to find a fish sitter to look after my goldfish, Bruno. So, sadly, okay. I decided to stay at home under a little blanket the whole time.
Okay.
Actually, my wife has COVID. That's the reason I didn't go.
Okay, well, that's a much more believable reason than the goldfish.
Yeah, I didn't want to spread COVID to all the people who don't believe that COVID exists, but it does exist. Anyway.
I think it's just the flu. I think what's going around is just the normal seasonal flu.
Well, I'm not going to, bother to get tested. I see no reason. But anyway, I am very pleased to see the non-fairweather Trump supporters out there doing the good work. And I congratulate them for storming the Capitol. I liked it. It's too bad they didn't storm it in even bigger numbers so they can, have a sit-in. And basically, too bad they didn't bring handcuffs and cuff themselves to the seats and the chairs and try to stay as long as possible and just really, instead of occupying Wall Street, occupy Washington. I would have loved to have seen it.
I would have loved to have seen that, too, but, the night is still young. The night is still young, and we don't know what the protesters are going to do or what the agent provocateurs are going to do. The fact that somebody managed to get an AR-15 close enough to the Capitol building to take a shot through the window, that just absolutely reeks of being a planted agent.
Yeah, well, the person who they claim was shot, there was a woman who was supposedly shot. She was shot by the Capitol Police from inside the Senate building, shooting through the glass door that they had barricaded. That's what the videos are showing now.
Okay. All right. Well, I take that back about the planted agent. But, guys, check your targets,
Yeah. Yeah. But otherwise, I just want to say that I'll call again some other day to take on Mark over his anti-eugenics remarks. Okay. But thank you, Michael.
All right, you got it here. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Well, how you doing, Michael? Good day. What's on my mind is what is going on down in this country. Before I start hitting on a few people, I want to talk in one guy from Carolina. I just want to say this, Mike. I've been telling you for a while that no matter what you do for the Afro-American community, and President Trump's done quite a bit, they shoot them down at all costs as far as, look at Georgia. I mean, he did a lot for them there. From what I know, it looks like the exit polls right now, all these Democrats got 97% of the black vote on, both these, Warnock and, Orsloff got 97% of the black female vote. So no matter what Trump does, it's not going to ever be enough, Mike. And I don't care what Republican does. It's the same about all these illegal immigrants coming in here, these illegal aliens. Mike, let's ask ourselves this. Before they came here, California would vote predominantly Republican, white, conservative. Detroit, Michigan was at one time a conservative place until they did integration. Okay? Integration and immigration have destroyed this country to no end. And it's going to only get worse from here now, because we do have the Bolshevik communists and now are going to be in the Senate. We got Kamala Harris, who's going to be presiding as the tiebreaker. Mike, we're in a major catastrophe. We're in a disaster zone. And, you know, a guy in Carolina said, well, immigration is horrific for this country. It's horrific for the white Americans who can't get good hospitalization. I can vouch for that, Mike. I can vouch for a lot of stuff. I've already told you we're happy here in South Florida. There's not one white male or female on the Miami-Dade County Commission. Broward County only's got four left, Mike. Palm Beach is not far behind. This is not here to come and compliment. This is here to come and take your lunch and take your job and eat your lunch. This is how bad it has gotten. It's off to the charts. But I'll tell you this, Mike. You know what's going on in Washington? A lot of this is Antifa. This is George Soros. He should have been arrested. I told you a year ago that Donald Trump should have went in and arrested him at all costs. Soros and all these scum and that Steyer and all these criminals who are so hateful toward white Anglo male staff. And let's not kid ourselves. You got white rhinos that are disgraceful. Look at the Bushes. Mm-hmm. Look at how disgraceful they are in Georgia, what they've done in Georgia to white. The whites stabbing each other in the back, left and right, constantly, in and out, in and out. Like what I call your show, Mike. There's guys on there that are shrills. They don't like what I got to say, but I tell it from the heart. I tell it from my brain. I use both. I combinate them, and I say, hey, man, this is wrong. It's called justice for all. We don't have justice for all in this country anymore.
No, we don't.
We just don't have it. And we don't have look, nobody's got arrested with this Durham report and this Bill Barr. All this stuff has been a big cabal run by Zog. The whole thing is like a science fiction movie. That's what it is. It's unbelievable. It's like 1984. It's unreal what's happening in the United States. And look what's going on in this election in Georgia, Mike. Kelly Loeffler lost to a guy, a reverend. That guy's no reverend. A guy that wants abortion. He's a reverend. He's a preacher man, a man of the cloth. Are you kidding me? And the people voted for him. And to the life of me, Mike, I want you to answer this to me and your audience. Do you think that the Democratic white women are pushing these people over the top? What's your opinion on it, Mike? I don't know.
Well, you're going from numbers that we know are already suspect. And so we really can't do any kind of an in-depth analysis of who was voting for who and what they were voting for, because the numbers are made up. The runoff election in Georgia was just as fraudulent as the general election last November, we're getting that all over.
Well, you know, Mike, I hope, there's a couple of callers. I'm pretty sure they, back in the day, they know about Detroit and how great it was as a city before pre 67 riots, whatever riot, 65, whatever riot it was. And, my dad was from Detroit, and I remember he was a kid. He told me how wonderful Detroit was back in the, in the 30s. And, look at it. Look at it. Look, there's an example of what the white Northern European culture has allowed to happen to its own country. And that one call you had a couple of calls back saying that we may need another country to intervene in if we get into a civil war. I don't believe so. I believe there's plenty of white males in this country can handle the situation. If they really believe in the Constitution, Mike, and they love the Bill of Rights, and they love our Constitution and our founding fathers. After all, this is all about our founding fathers.
Tom, that sounds really good, but the harsh reality is that somebody is going to have to come up with, heavier weapons, for, our side, if you will, in the Civil War, because, the government has been spending your money to arm themselves with all kinds of armored vehicles and, area denial weapons and tanks and planes and stuff. And, a Civil War is going to require things like man pads and rocket propelled grenades and, it's not something that we can really make in our basement.
Mike, you know what movie I saw the other day? I'm sure you saw it many years ago. It was a great actor in it. It was called The Omega Man. Did you ever see the movie The Omega Man?
I remember that. Charlton Heston.
Okay. Well, yes, that was a great movie. I watched it the other night. And, man, that movie was made back in the 60s, and that movie came to a fruition with this Wuhan flu. I mean, The Mega Man is a great – I recommend everybody to watch that movie and tell me that ain't going to maybe be the outcome of this country. That's exactly – that's the weapon. You want a weapon. They dropped a weapon right there on us. Donald Trump was doing great in this election up until that Wuhan flu hit here last December.
Yes.
And Trump did everything he could to keep these Chinese from coming in here. But the Democrats wanted them all. They're racist, you white racist, white big fat white orange man. You're a racist. And look what's going on. And then, you know, I saw the Omega Man the other day, Mike. I was like, wow, this is too much. And of course, you know, and if you remember the movie, he has an interracial kiss. That was the first interracial kiss on the big screen. Did you know that?
Yeah. Can you tell me the first interracial kiss on regular TV?
Probably couldn't tell you that. I think maybe
the original Star Trek.
Star Trek. Okay. Okay. I was gonna say like a science. Yeah. I was gonna say like something like the Twilight Zone or something.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. Star Trek. Okay. Well, I didn't know that, but the Omega Man was a really good movie, and it's like, man, that was like, wow, this is what happened here now, right, Mike? Because Trump was doing great. The economy was doing great. Now the gas in South Florida's already went up 35 cents in the last 3 months.
Yes. Going up here, too.
And I think it's going to, and it's, you know, it's all Trump did this. Trump has been the greatest president I can remember as far as the economy goes. For a couple of years, everything was going great for me, but now it's going to be a disaster. So I don't know. It's off the chain, and you know the healthcare is terrible here in South Florida now, Mike. It's gotten ridiculous. It's terrible. I mean even a good hospital, you have to wait. It's unbelievable. And you know, I don't even want to go there. Jackson Hospital, the county hospitals. These county hospitals have so many illegals in there from all of these different countries. It's unbelievable. It's like the United Nations in there, and they're getting better health care than a white American or Afro-American American who's been here for quite a long time's family. It's unbelievable. They're getting better health care. And that right there, look at California, Mike. It's shot. California's got almost 9 million illegals. Mm-hmm. And Trump blew this election when he didn't arrest the mayor that time in Oakland, California. If he would have showed right there that he means business with this immigration invasion, people would have came out. Even the Afro-Americans would say, hey, you know, Trump's trying to save our jobs. Can you not let all these illegals come in here taking the jobs away from black Americans? I don't hear none of these black gentlemen that called your show talk about that. How many blacks have actually lost jobs or couldn't get a good paying job because of the illegal aliens, Mike? It's unbelievable. They've taken
it's
over
probably
1%
a lot.
Loans.
You know, it's probably a lot. And that's one of the reasons, you know, the statistic that I mentioned yesterday, 35% of Americans are now on some form of welfare or food assistance. I mean, that's Depression era statistics.
Yes. Yes. Mike, and if somebody gave me $200,000 and I only had to pay $2,000 back over a 10-year period, you wouldn't think that wouldn't be fantastic for all Americans in this country?
Oh, it would be. It absolutely would be. You know, I'd restart my animation company.
Yes. Hey, Mike, by the way, did you see that big comet that's flying around? They say that if somebody could harness the iron and iron and copper on that thing, it'd be worth 70,000 times the economy to hold all the countries put together.
Yeah, it's an asteroid. It's not a comet. Yes, it's an asteroid.
I mean, an asteroid. Sorry.
You know, I mean, there's all kinds of amazing stuff out there in the asteroid belt and the Oort cloud. And as soon as somebody is able to start actually turning a profit, you're going to see space travel, you know, take off the way it did, you know, after the Wright brothers' first flight. Of course, World War One didn't hurt that. And then the commercial aviation industry took off, and all of a sudden you could make money with airplanes, and you know, people started building larger and more capable aircraft.
Well, Mike, I think pretty soon they're going to have to colonize Mars, because maybe they'll put all the Democrats over on Mars, or all the Republicans will have to go to Mars and the Democrats. I don't know what's going to happen. This thing's going to turn out insane now and here in the next month.
Yeah, well, you know, Elon Musk is already planning a Martian city.
Yeah, well, I wish I was younger, I'd volunteer to go, but I don't think I can make it on that.
Ditto. But you know,
thanks for taking my call. Listen, all I can say is, Mike, one more thing. Do you think Trump's going to walk away out of on the January 20th, or what do you think is going to happen with that? What do you think is going to end up potentially happening with Trump?
Well, I don't think he's going to show up for the inauguration. You know, he's got every right to be angry over what was done to him. I've heard one report that he's going to fly to Scotland and just take a long golfing weekend.
Right. Well, you know, I have a feeling that maybe one of his, well, I think maybe Don Jr. might run for some kind of office, his daughter-in-law. So it's going to be a real amazing next 2 to 4 years. I think I think this country is going to have a rude awakening. And like you said earlier in your show, Mike, the media is so corrupted, but you know, Trump has exposed them for what they really are. He's really exposed these criminals. And Zog's big partners in this. Big. Well, if not, they don't run.
I've heard a report that Ivanka is thinking about getting into politics now.
Well, that, yes. Well, she just may. And, well, she'll have the backing of the Jews, that's for sure. Let's not kid ourselves there, Mike. She'll have Kirchner and all that. So we'll see. But, you know, what they've done to Trump, I totally believe, Mike, is a fallacy. I mean, it's disgraceful what they've done to him.
It delegitimizes the presidency and, by extension, the entire government itself. And I withdraw consent.
Yes, totally. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But I don't know. You've been saying it for a long time, Mike, that they should have cleaned up this election fraud from 2 years ago. I remember you kept saying, you've got to clean up this election or they're going to steal it. And, man, if your prediction wasn't right, to the money.
Boy, I hate being right all the time.
Well, you were, I guess you're Mensa. But, yeah, Mike, anyway, I know you got other callers, so thanks for taking my call. And to the guy in Carolina, yeah, well, you know what? Immigration is not the right thing. We need a zero immigration policy, a moratorium for 10 years, but we'll never get it with these Democrats. There are already over hundreds of thousands of illegals from Central America at that border waiting for Biden to take January 21st. Mike, I think this is just the opening salvo of what's going to happen because all these groups in this country have got to unite, and they got to say, no, man, we're not going to allow this. The borders are not going to be breached. We're not going to allow people to keep coming in all these states to turn them blue. Look, Georgia, they've been saying, I was listening to another show yesterday, the Chinese are moving into Georgia like crazy. They're the second biggest minority group after the blacks now over there.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese, not the Mexicans, the Chinese. So there you go.
Yeah, those are legal immigrants, aren't they?
I suppose so. I'm not 100%. Okay. I suppose they are, but they're just the demographic is they want to go and they vote Democratic. They're Democrats basically.
Yes.
Let's not kid ourselves. So what are you going to do? And we just got to hope and pray that some kind of miracle can come down as far as the country don't go into all-out civil war, Mike. But I hate to say it, but I think something really big's going to go down. Right, it might be a false flag. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something that I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to be handled. It's going to be unbelievable. Well, that young lady that got shot today, I'm saying a prayer for her because she didn't deserve that. That's nonsense.
I'm looking at somebody just sent me. Somebody just sent me a story from the Gateway Pundit that the gunshot may have been fatal, and I'm going to look at that on the upcoming break here. So thank you for the phone call. Let's switch over to Dan in Washington State. And Dan, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking the call. I just had to respond to the caller from North Carolina. There's a few points. You know, when people talk about how evil the Nazis were all the time, I really question their knowledge of history, this knowledge and you yourself have questioned the numbers of the Holocaust. And if you look into it, even these stories about Joseph Mengele and the lampshades made out of Jews and all this stuff is false, really. So, you know, so the caller, it does show that he has a complete lack of real knowledge of what happened then. And I think he is listening to too much Alex Jones. And anyway, you know, the Nazis were for nationalism. They wanted to dominate Europe, but they weren't trying to kill everyone that's not white or had blue eyes. That's just our propaganda, as you can see, because they sided with Japan and half the Middle East and half of Europe. So
One of the driving forces for World War II, I mean, Germany was focused on rebuilding its industry and economy after World War I, but they got rid of the private central bank imposed by the Treaty of Versailles. And at that point, the rest of the world's bankers declared an economic boycott against Germany, which basically Germany interpreted as an act of war. And that really kind of set it off here. As I mentioned, I think just yesterday, Winston Churchill, when he was doing his radio broadcast before World War II, was saying, you know, if Germany is allowed to prosper, it's a threat to Great Britain. Dan, I got to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercial. Okay. We'll be back with more phone calls after these two.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. And I got a story about what happened. Apparently, there was a female Trump supporter who was standing behind a group of people that were trying to get into the Capitol building, and the Capitol Police basically opened fire. So they've drawn first blood, and they provided the first martyr to the Patriot cause. So bad move, I think. Absolutely bad move here. All right, we're going to go back to Dan in Washington. And Dan, you want to finish up?
Yeah. Well, I just wish everybody good luck in Washington, D.C. I was actually pretty impressed and kind of excited that they kind of stormed the White House there, but
storm the White House. They stormed the Capitol building.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I would, the caller real quick says Margaret Sanger's evil. Okay. So if you actually go back and look at what she's saying, what's wrong with mild eugenics, where you actually promote the more educated, healthier people in society versus the unhealthy, uneducated? And Margaret Sanger did work with black groups to help them improve. Because, you know, if you go back to those days when every woman was popping out 8 kids with no birth control, and, you know, say 2 retarded people or mentally disabled had a kid, do you want that? Or is it better for society
to basically, you know, I can understand their points of view in some ways.
Well, I understand why they think the way that they think. But again, as we saw when Hitler adopted the eugenics theories of 1930s America, he immediately abused them. And you need to remember that when Planned Parenthood was started, you know, it was targeting the black population for abortions.
Well, blacks, we know, have a higher birth rate, though, and that's what Margaret Sanger was saying. We need to keep things kind of stabilized, and that's what family plan is. But my bottom line is, with Margaret Sanger, if you compare her to, say, Mother Teresa is in India, who has a massive overpopulation problem. Her main goal is just to get Catholics to outbreed each other, telling the Indians not to use birth control, to have as many kids as possible. So Margaret Sanger was a much more humane, intelligent person, in my view, than Mother Teresa. So, you know,
well,
and
Mother Teresa was merely echoing the position of the Catholic Church as a whole at that time.
Right. And that's because they're just more concerned with world domination, I think, that Catholics outbreed everyone versus the standard of life.
And so, it keeps those collection plates full.
Right, right. So that's all that's about. So, and you compare, like, India to China. China probably practices mild eugenics, and they have a stable population, and India's just, it's kind of a disaster. Real quick, one more point. College loan. We've had dis-eugenics. We've had the college loan program is the biggest dis-eugenics thing, having all these girls in college debt when they should be having kids. The feminist propaganda.
Wait a minute. We're getting into an area where you're trying to tell people, women specifically, you know, what they should be doing, and I think that's going to draw, you know, probably a negative reaction in this day and age.
Well, I would argue that they've been told from grade one on that they should be going to college and getting a job and not having kids. That's part of the cultural Marxist program, and of a lot of it is, and there is a Jewish strategy here, I see, because the eugenics of Israel are actually just as strict, if not stricter, than the Nazi SS. So I feel like the caller from North Carolina,
that
I think
part
he said
is
he was
true,
Jewish before. Yeah, and I think, you know, I don't mind Jewish people calling in the show, but it seems like he has a sort of anti-white point of view, and you can tell. So he's not on our side, and he's going to look for any reason to undermine, you know, white people.
Okay.
That's my point of view. So anyway, have a good day, and I wish everyone good luck in Washington, D.C. Thanks.
Well, I do too, and I hope nobody else gets shot or killed. But, again, the night is still young, and I'm not seeing any signs of anybody getting ready to leave in obedience to the curfew order here. We're almost on a commercial break, so I'm going to hold off more phone calls and just fill you with a little bit more news here. Apparently, Bill Gates is pushing this new industry of laboratory-grown meat, call it Soylent Red, I guess, and to basically end livestock production as being bad for the environment here. And I think, you know, this is the corporatization of food. They don't want you able to produce your own food. They want you dependent on a food industrial complex to further bleed labor and wealth out of you here. And apparently Twitter has announced that any talk of food shortages will be censored. To me, that's a warning that we're about to see food shortages, and, you know, stockpile now while you still can. We got to take a break for commercials, more phone calls when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Kelly, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, that first interracial kiss on television was between Kirk and Uhuru.
Yes.
Yeah, and that Uhuru, by the way, is Swahili for peace. I've been to Kenya many times. I've been to Uhuru Park in the middle of Nairobi many times as well. That's where she got the name Uhuru.
Yes,
on the television series. As of today, I am no longer a Republican.
Okay.
I and millions of other Republicans have been stabbed in the back by Mitch McConnell and Tom Cotton and other rhinos who have bailed out and told us that we mean nothing to them.
Yes,
and so I'm going to join this caravan to start a new political party called the MAGA Party. You might have heard about that.
And yes, I did.
It's going to pull many people out of the Republican Party and away from the Democrat Party, and the objective is to fracture both of those parties. And I think it can be done.
I wish you a lot of luck.
Well, thank you very much. I am absolutely disgusted with the leadership in the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell has stabbed everyone in the back. Mitch McConnell has deep economic ties to China, and he will not sever those ties because he knows that's going to affect his bottom line.
Yes. So
Mitch McConnell is lined up with the people who are lining his pocket. And then these other rhinos who are lining up against us as well are doing the same thing. And what it says here is it's just as George Carlin says in one of his videos, you know, it's a big party and you ain't in it. You know, we're not part of it. We're just being kicked around. And these people in D.C., the people we send to D.C. who are supposed to represent us, they work for us, are in fact taking advantage of their positions in politics to enrich themselves and to enslave the rest of us. And I am tired of it. I've voted Republican all my life. I've never voted for a Democrat. And I won't vote for a Democrat. But I've had it with the damn Republican Party. I've had it with Mitch McConnell. I've had it with this jackass, John Cornyn, the senator from Texas.
Yes.
I've had it with you. And I'm not going to vote for you again. Period. I'm going to write to my congressman and tell him that I am sick of you people. You have betrayed us. You have stabbed us in the back. And I can no longer trust you to do what is in the best interest of your constituents. You are traitors to this country. I like what I saw happening in D.C. today. I frankly wish that the protesters had burned the damn Capitol building down. That would have been a profound statement of rebellion against a corrupt government. This government has become absolutely corrupt.
Yes, it is.
I cannot believe that it has taken this much time for people to realize, or a fraudulent election for people to realize how corrupt the government actually is. This government has not represented the interest of the American people for decades, for at least the last 50 years. The people we have sent to Washington have routinely betrayed us.
Yes.
And right now, it ought to be painfully apparent to everyone that this government is not interested in the well-being of the average American, in the people we sent to Washington.
Well, they're free of the voters now. They're
free to
do what they want and not be afraid of losing their job.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And you look at Turtlehead, Mitch McConnell, who fatuously says that the election was not stolen. Mitch, the evidence is right under your nose. But you've got too much at stake in the matter. And so you want to acknowledge it. Anyway, I'm distressed. I'm seriously distressed. If I could get out of this country right now and just go somewhere else like Costa Rica, I might do it just to get away from this nonsense.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Costa Rica. Unfortunately, Claire and I are too broke and too old to make that move. But, you know, life is pretty good here in Santa Claus.
Well, you're in a good place up there in Indiana.
Yes.
But,
I got a call from an old friend in Hawaii, and he says things are just going downhill there so fast.
Oh, I bet they are. I bet they are. I hope what I see today grows. I hope this explodes, and I hope to see people storming state capitals across the country. I want to see these state capitals burned down. I want to see politicians dragged out onto the street and beaten. What the hell they've done to this country. Good Lord. And I want to see people like Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell and that damn Jew Charles Schumer just raked across the coals. They have screwed this country. Good
yes.
Lord. They want to sell us out to the goddamn Chinese, excuse me, to the damn Chinese communists. And they want to put a Chinese communist stooge in office like Joe Biden. For crying out loud, how stupid can we be as a country if we allow that to happen? We have got to use this right now as a springboard to launch a revolution, a rebellion to stop this in its tracks. Okay, I've said enough, Mike.
Well, I wish there was an alternative. I really do. I've spent more than two decades trying to guide this country back to the constitutional republic it used to be. But right now, all paths are leading into darkness, and I understand everybody who calls up calling for revolution or secession or rebellion. They're basically down to what other choice do they have? It's like John Kennedy said, when peaceful revolution is impossible, violent revolution is inevitable.
We have no other choices. I called you yesterday. I told you I thought the country's going to fracture.
Yep.
And what you're saying today, I think, is the first step toward that fracture. These bastards shot a woman and killed her today.
Yeah.
Why? She might become the first martyr in the revolution.
I think that
she
just
may
happened.
Be forever remembered that way. Yeah, yeah. I can never forgive them for that. I can never forgive them for that. These bastards in the capitalist police turned their guns on an American citizen and shot her. But no good reason. What can you say about that? This is absolutely, it's appalling. It's appalling.
Yes.
So from here on out, really, I think there's really no other path. There's no path other than a revolution. We've got to take this government back. We've got to tear it. We've got to wrest it back from the people who have stolen from us, and we have got to reform it. And that means we have got to kick people like Charles Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell out of government. We've got to put people back in who are true constitutionalists.
I agree. Absolutely agree.
Mike, I've said enough today. Thank you much. Thanks for picking my
call. All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Melissa in Maryland. Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there. Okay. I have a little silly thing for you.
Okay.
I have a suggestion of how Texas got its name. Do you know how Texas got its name? Because I'll give you my version.
Well, give us your version.
My version is that they decided not to name a state Taxes, T-A-X-E-S, and they took out the A and put an E in there.
Well, that's a good theory.
Okay. All right. Question number two is, can you tell me if there is a list, if there is a website with a list? What I've been looking for is some of the legislators. I don't consider this a done deal. Some of the legislators have come on record and said that they're going to oppose the election results.
Yes.
That they are going to object to the implementation of the election results. And, one House, one Senate, so, you know, we understand that. But do we have a list of the ones that are a firm no? Do we have a list of the ones that are a yes? And do we have a list of the ones that are undecided? So that if we want to spend 12 or 24 hours calling their offices, then we will use our time wisely instead of doing a crapshoot.
Well, I believe earlier today I posted a list of the no's to whatreallyhappened.com, and after the show is over, I'll hunt it down and put it up to the top of the main page again. I'll bump it up there so you can look at it. To best of my knowledge, there is no list of the undecided, as far as determining those who want to certify Biden, it's basically everybody else in the Congress. And unfortunately, the way it works, the representatives and the senators who are objecting to Biden's electors, there are not enough of them to have the election declared null and void.
Okay, I get that. What I'm also my position is, I mean, I'm not suggesting that nobody should call a no office. I'm not suggesting that just the yeses and the undecided. Well, obviously, if they're willing to object, you don't have to give them a call. If they're undecided, if they're on the fence, then it's worthwhile to call them. But I guess I would also say that if they have said no, they're not going to object. Unless it's somebody who's obvious, then I would say just go ahead and, you know, what do you have to lose by calling them? But I mean, like, you know, there are obvious ones, like, you know, if Barbara Mikulski were to still be in office, I think that it would be futile to call her. But okay. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking for is a solid, you know, up to date list of those that are worthwhile to spend time, you know, trying to get a hold of, you know. But okay, so you're saying,
all right, well, I'll try and find a list like that for you, okay? And I'll put it up at whatreallyhappened.com.
Thank you. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, today's a very sad day. You know,
yes.
Carrie said a lot of things that I wanted to say, and I got in a little late in the show. And I mean, these people in D.C. they're patriots, plain and simple. They are patriots.
Yes.
And, you know, we're not far off from a day when this evil, corrupt corporate media will be referring to the founding fathers as domestic terrorists.
Yes.
The government is out of control, and Kerry mentioned the Capitol Police protecting these globalist traitors. These globalist traitors protecting them and shooting this innocent woman. They're despicable in my eyes. This government has no legitimacy. What these people are doing, they should be applauded, not condemned by this. But of course, what do you expect from the corporate media? I too was hoping they would burn that Capitol building to the ground and drag every last one of those globalist traitors out by their hair and beat them to a pulp. They've destroyed this country, these people. And you're right when a lot of the callers say, what other solution is there? They've taken the electoral solution out of our hands.
Yes.
It's this outright thievery now and theft. People like McConnell and McCain before him, they didn't have to worry about what the voter sentiment was. They just stole the election outright. So what option does that give the people? The people who are sane and not on the other side of this divide. It's unfortunate and sad that the only option is revolution. I think that's the only language these people in Washington understand, and maybe in as well in these state capitals. This is just, you know, I watched a video yesterday on the Paul Craig Roberts site, had a link to the Battle of Athens in Athens, Tennessee, where these World War II vets took it upon themselves to bring order and legitimacy to these elections in that one county in Tennessee. It's gotten out of control, the corruption. I mean, this was inevitable what happened today. And I too am surprised that it took so long. But God bless every last one of those people in D.C. I mean, listening to Kerry, I was almost brought to tears. Because the country that I grew up in doesn't exist anymore. And
I too am
at a point where I feel like maybe I should just turn my back on this country and leave.
A lot of people are.
I'll just leave it at that, Mike. But God bless callers like Kerry and Tom, who real patriots. Who, that's all I want to say. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. And we have Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, long time. I put your face on a milk carton. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom Mars, Mike, with the Galactic Federation. No pardon.
Ah, okay.
They turned me in for a shekel.
Yes.
Mike, you guys realize you're all wrong. Trump knows he lost more than a month ago. Look, guys, it's about the art of the deal, man. It's art of the steal. It's art of the con. Mike, you know this. His wife was looking for a school for, what's their son's name?
Barron.
Exactly. This is all bunk, guys, okay? They're using this for
I have to disagree with you. You know, I mean, Trump, you know, for somebody who knows he's lost, he's put on a really, really good fight. But, you know, the entire government and corporate media are allied against him. And one of our earlier callers is correct in saying that Trump is a catalyst in that now the American people are seeing just how corrupt the election system is, how corrupt the government is, how corrupt the corporate media is. And this is going to be the beginning of the end.
Is Trump corrupt?
Probably. I mean, the whole system is corrupt and corrupt like corrupt. He was corrupt in the wrong direction.
Mike, you heard of American-made media consultants, right?
Yes.
That was Jared Kushner and Trump's family siphoning money from all the money they made from, you know, like the lawsuit money they're bringing in, over $700 million. Mike, this is, I'm telling you, Mike, it's a con. Donald Trump knows he lost, and it's a con to get people to believe this stuff. And look what's going on. You know, the woman who got shot was a Trump supporter. She got shot in the neck, Mike. She's dead, Mike.
Dustin, you going to let me talk? Okay,
Mike, she's
my
dead.
Turn.
The woman's dead,
yes,
Mike.
Yes, I know she's dead. Okay, Dustin, my turn. My radio show. The issues here go way beyond Donald Trump or Joe Biden. What we're seeing here right now is the American people have lost complete control over the government through the ballot box. And
now,
that is really
Mike,
what the issue is all about.
Mike, conspiracy theories brought us to this point. Remember the German servers? It was debunked. That wasn't true. Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell use that, Mike. People are dead because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you're a good... I love you. I love Claire. But, Mike, we're at this point where conspiracy theories, guys, like the Kraken... You know about the Kraken, right?
Yeah, I remember about that, you know. But, Dustin,
Mike, the Kraken...
No,
Mike,
you can't.
Sidney Powell... Mike, the Kraken... Sidney Powell used the After David was a woman. She was used in that.
Okay, Dustin, goodbye. Goodbye. You won't let me talk on my own radio show. We're going to let you go and switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Jesus, God. Talk about not seeing the forest for the trees. Listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are at a place right now where the only thing that we have left to do, short of taking up arms, which may be inevitable, and I'm willing to do if need be, is massive civil disobedience.
Yes, I agree.
Turn our backs on this crook that's going about to ascend to the White House. Turning our backs on Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and all these rhinos. By the way, the gentleman from Austin was saying, turn their back. You know, you remember the old Harlem Globetrotters? Remember the name of the team that they used to carry around with them as their opposition? The Washington Generals? That's what the parties are like. The Washington Generals, the Republicans, the Democrats, they're just there as the opposition to pretend there's opposition and to kneel down and lose to the billionaires who control everything anyway. They're the freaking Washington Generals. But nevertheless, this can't stand. I'm sorry that this poor woman got shot, but,
yeah.
If it's right now, just take off your masks, people. Don't take orders from these people anymore. Don't send in your tax money. Don't listen to their crap. Turn off this Zio Media, which, you know, has sold all this crap. These billionaire Zionists that control everything that we see, and have allowed this to happen. It's not China. It's them. Without the media and without the banks, none of this would have happened.
True.
And China's just a symptom. They're just the next highest bidder. But I mean, they control everything that we see, that we hear, that we read. They control it all. And we'll be hearing about how this woman was, you know, a fire on her hair terrorist and whatever. Well, whatever it is that suits their purpose, shot by, she was carrying five AR-15s, and, you know, it will be spun to death.
And by who?
By the same people that have attacked Trump day and night for 5 years now. And the same people who, even on comedy shows, where, you know, which is like an in-kind contribution, right? When all these network shows that go on that have supposed to have nothing to do with politics, that's all they do is attack him. And that didn't take place under Obama. That didn't take place under Bill Clinton. But it sure takes place under Republicans. So it's really even hard to say that they are Republicans. I mean, this is Matrix stuff, and the Matrix is held by the people that control everything that we see and hear and read, and they control the money that we see, even the parameters of our own religion. There's the New Testament about them, and there's the Old Testament about them. The Old Testament written by them, the New Testament written by them. The whole paradigm is controlled by them. So it is what it is. But man, they have it in for us big time, and they're trying to turn the races against each other and slice and dice everybody up from LGBTQ.
Men and women against each other, gays and straights against each other.
That's right. That's right.
Dogs and cats against each other.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it's time. The only thing we have left is massive and complete civil disobedience. And if that doesn't work, then hey, listen, it's on like popcorn, man. It's on like popcorn. So I never thought
I'd live to see this day, but you know, here it is, and it's scaring me. Of course, with my age and infirmities, you know, in the event of civil war, I'm a hostage.
Mike, I don't know if you remember or not, but I talked about this in June, and I said this is going to come down to shooting by December, and I missed it by 6 days. And here we go. But it's inevitable. I mean, you know, Pence wasn't going to do anything. He'll collect intergenerational.
He's already issued a statement that he's not going to block Biden's electors. You know, Pence sold out.
Yeah. He'll get big money for doing nothing.
Peter, gotta let you go. End of the show here. My apologies to those people waiting on hold. Please call back tomorrow. I'm sorry we did not get the expected call from John Stadmiller. Stay tuned for his show. I actually do not know who is doing. Oh, Chris Hinckley is taking over John's show. So spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It's very, very critical. Apparently the phone lines coming in from D.C. are just garbage and overloaded here. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.